Well, we do have some choices. I just think I think that's a question that gives me an opportunity to really applaud the efforts of Chris Olsen, our VP of Football Administration. Chris has done an outstanding job managing our salary cap and negotiating with with our agent, our players' agents, and those kind of things. But we have some flexibility with the way that we managed our cap. It's not exactly where we wanted to be. I think we've got to exercise, continue to exercise discipline that way so that we can, continue to be in a healthy state salary cap wise, and the way that you structure contracts help you in that. And that's where Chris has done an outstanding job for us. Well, I mean, it was obviously a disappointing season for him. And, we weren't executing on defense the way that we wanted to. We made some changes, one of which was at the safety position, and we started to play a lot better. So a lot of that was a result of his inactiveness was a result of the fact that we were playing well. And the guys that had opportunities made the most of those opportunities. And so disappointing for him, I'm sure, but we'll figure that out. The one thing that we're doing now is Bill just talked about process. Okay, so there's all of these things that we do at the end of the year, to get ready for next year. The first of which is to evaluate our football team. Okay, and so we spent some time doing that with our coaches and our scouts to assess exactly where we are, because that gives us a chance to have some direction going into free agency, going into the draft. And so he's been obviously a part of those conversations, and he's just got to make the most of his opportunity when it comes. Yeah, I think, we're in a predictive business, right? So we're trying to predict. So a lot of times you look, maybe the best predictor for future performance is the past. And so obviously if you have a quarterback who comes from a pro style of system, who's taken a snap, who's taken a drop, who's read a defense while he's done that, who's handed the ball off and done all those things and executed all those mechanics on a regular basis, you can better predict how he will perform in a pro style offense because you have some history in terms of what he's done before. You've got to project that a little bit more when you deal with the spread offense quarterbacks. That's not to say that they're not capable of doing it. Obviously, you have tons of examples that they can. I just think it gives you the more of an opportunity to predict how the guy's going to perform if he's done it before. Yeah, I think that position obviously is the most important position. And so to the degree that you can have a coach like Bill or that understands the quarterback position, that can get the most out of quarterbacks, who's flexible and has the ability to maximize the guy's talents. I think that's one of the things that I really just have been really, really impressed with Bill. We play with a bunch of quarterbacks and we've had some measure of success with a bunch of different ones. And that is one of the main reasons is his ability to identify. He and George can identify what the guy can do well, what works in the system that we're running and can adjust those things and adjust those skill sets and those calls and how we're putting things together to maximize their opportunities. All of our free agents, I think if you look at our football team and the way we built our team, Aaron, I think you will see that we try to do an exhaustive job in the draft prep, and we try to draft, and when we do, we try to keep our players. I think you can look through the balance of our roster and see that our good young football players are guys that we try to extend, and certainly Brandon's one of those guys and is a key cog in our offensive line, and we would love to have him back. Yeah, I'd say this about that. I think, one of the best things about working for Bob McNair is he's hired us to do a job. He hired me to be his football executive, and he's hired Bill to be his head coach. He allows us to do our jobs. Now, in that, he has opinions, and he's never been shy about expressing those opinions. And And we solicit those opinions, and he is obviously free to say anything he wants to say, and so but the truth of the matter is he allows us to do our job, so it doesn't box us into any type of corner or anything like that. I think we just talked about the fact this is a quarterback league, right? So it's a position that we have. If you just look at the tape, we are in flux there. We've had a bunch of guys over the last couple of years play the position for us, and so. It's a spot that we need to solidify. So I don't know that he has revealed anything that none of us knew, you know. So it doesn't hurt us at all. Well, I don't have anything to do with the college level, but I will tell you that it's helped at our level. And you know, the way of the world now, technology is just exploding. And certainly you look on our sidelines, and I think you see examples of how we are using that in our game. And you know, I just think back, we used to have the Polaroids on the sideline, and now, you know, we're contemplating even video. We had video on the sideline at the Pro Bowl, and that's a technology that I think you – will continue to see evolve and develop. And so it helps. It helps. I think we've got to be careful as a committee to make sure that it's not exploited. And so we spend a lot of time talking about abuse, misuse, unintended consequences, and trying to make sure that we vet those ideas and vet the technology and implement it in a way where it's helpful and not harmful. I think we're open to the idea. I think you need to limit how you can manipulate it. But I do believe, I think you saw some examples even in the Pro Bowl where having the actual video on the sideline was helpful to assess what's happening out on the field. Well, I think it's, you know, Bill talked about how difficult it is to play the position at a high level in this league on a consistent basis. It is. There's a lot of things that are involved in it. So there are not a lot of people walking the planet who can do it effectively. That's the first thing. Timing is another thing. You've got to have the, you just have to have some luck in the sense of when guys that are available and you have the ability to go and get those guys. So it's a combination of factors. At the end of the day, that's one of the reasons why coaches are so important because, we talk about all of the various things that we look for in a position parameters or position specifics and whether they be physical attributes or mental attributes or what the character of the guy is and work ethic and those kind of things, all those things that we look for, you're never going to find a perfect guy. So you've got to manage and deal with the athletes and the options that you have. And that's why I think Bill and the staff have done a good job of doing. Patience. I think patience, I think that's an attribute that's important in any situation. I think it's a difficult position to play, number one. And so I think a lot of it has to do with the aptitude and the capability of the individual. So you will want to push the guy as fast as you can push him in an effective manner and where you don't inhibit his growth. But that you move him along as fast as possible. Yeah, I mean, obviously he's played for Bill and had some success with him. And so some of those, those physical things that we talked about, the mental things, the work ethic, some of those things, he definitely has. I don't know him very well. I've gone out and scouted him. And I haven't really sat down and talked with him. He's a guy that I'm looking forward to getting to know through the process. No, because I don't know him. So I have to spend as much time on him as I need to learn and identify and try to figure out what I think about him. So, no, it's just like everyone else. No, I'm happy for that group. You know, John's a real good friend of mine. Obviously, I was with him last night and just happy for Gary and Wade and all those guys on that staff. So it was good to see that. Happy for that organization, the Bowling family. They were very, very good to me. And so it was, nice to see that happen for them. In terms of the building roster and looking at sort of the blueprint they use, is that something you can maybe apply to your roster? You know, I think it's in a lot of respects, people say this all the time, it's a copycat league, right? So you look at the teams who have had success, and I think if there are elements, I think if you don't look at people who are doing something that yields success, and you don't look at what they're doing and try to identify why they, you know, what they're doing and how it applies to you, I think you make mistakes if you try to copy other people. And so to the degree that you can find something that somebody else is doing, whether it's in player evaluation or whether it's in contract writing or whether it's in schemes, whatever people are doing, we look at everything that everybody's doing. And if there's something that organically fits into your system and to what you're doing, then I think you contemplate adding it. But I don't think you look at any one blueprint or one team and try to model anything after, because I think that you know, you better stand for something or you fall for anything. Boy, that's a direct question. Yeah. You know what? I met with Arian a couple weeks ago. He's doing well. I mean, he was very, very motivated. I thought one of the things that I was so disappointed for him for last year is because he probably had his best off season last year. And to see the injuries occur last year was disappointing, only because and primarily because I knew how hard he had worked. He's right back at that. He's got the right mindset. He came in and talked to me a couple weeks ago to make sure that we knew that. And I believe in him. I believe he'll bounce back. He'll be fine. Can we keep him? Chris, I just sung Chris Olsen's praises, okay, about how he is managing our salary cap. So I think we're in a position, Tanya, that I don't know that any player is prohibitive. I mean, we try to write our contracts in such a way that when we get to the end of contracts, we don't necessarily have to move players. And that's one of the things that we've been doing over the last few years to position ourselves salary cap wise to be in a place where moving forward we can always have flexibility and part of that is the way that we're writing contracts. I'm gonna as it relates to all the free agent conversations, I'm never really going to tell you one way or the other what we're doing, but I will tell you this: his salary is not a reason why we will cut Arian. Yeah, I don't know if he's been inconsistent on the field. When he's been on the field, he's been pretty disruptive, pretty impactful. It's just he has suffered some injuries. And what you would hope is that, you know, on the continuum of injuries, I think he's already had as many as he needs to have, right? So just from the standpoint of you know, luck, hopefully the guy has had his share of injury and that he will have an opportunity to play and play for, you know, an extended amount of time, because I think what you see when you see him on the field, you see productive play, and he's got to work at that. I mean, some of those injuries, it's not like he's getting hurt because he's not working. Okay, the nature of the injuries that he's had are not such that it's an indicator that the guy has not been conditioned or ready to play. It's just the nature of the game. So hopefully he's had his share and he'll go, you know, help us and play a little bit more consistently. I don't know that I think it's any different. I think you, in my opinion, you have to be able to throw the football from the pocket in this league. Okay, so the ability to move and be mobile is an added dimension that really stresses the defense. So, you know, I think what you see now is you probably see more pocket passes with mobility, and maybe that's what the nature of your question is. And so you do see some guys who have that dual threat. Whereas before, the dual threat guy, you just assume he couldn't throw the ball from the pocket, right? So now you have more quarterbacks who can do both and who are really effective in both. And that's the evolution of the position. I agree with that.
Thanks.